Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
He says, Israel, God has been good. And God has done some things for Israel. God has done some things for Black America. And we have had a great falling away from the house of God. We won't even get up and say, thank you, Jesus. We just get up, brush our teeth, eat, sit down, relax, and chill like we like to say. God is nowhere in the probe. So Joshua says, Israel, you got to remember where we come from. Yes. We were once slaves in Egypt land. Yes. And we were making brick without straw. And we cried and we cried and we cried until God heard our despairing cry. And designed a little man from the Hebrew nation. Mother would bring him into the world, put him in a basket called an ark, float him down the Nile, which is an Egyptian sacred river. Position Pharaoh's daughter to be bathing in the Nile. God would send that baby directly to her. And then make her fall in love with the baby. Israel. Then he had to grow. And as he grew, we were still in bondage. And then God allowed him to become strong. And then become a deliverer for Israel. Have you forgotten what God has done for you? Pleasant Green, have you forgotten what God has done for you? I don't know about you, but I grew up in a little shotgun house. Stomp, and then the cinders would fall because we lived in the sawmill park. You stomp your feet, the cinders would Have you forgotten what God has done for you? You didn't have much. If you're Black, you didn't have much. But now God has blessed you. Watch this. In our Bible class, we were talking about church folk. We were talking about how church folk get discontent. And then they move from discontent to disconnect. And then they move from disconnect to out of order. Have you ever went to a soda machine and you were thirsty and you put your money in the machine, but the machine was out of order? And you wanted to tear the machine up because the machine took your money. and you can't quench your thirst, and the machine is out of. Some of us church folk are just out of. Y'all come go with me here. And we have no power coming to us because we are out of. So Joshua is telling Israel, you're out of order. Because God has done some things for us. He opens the Red Sea, allow us to walk across on dry ground. A pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Hold back Pharaoh's army until every child got across the Red Sea. And then when everyone made it safely and Pharaoh's army came charging, he just clapped his hands. And the waters came back together. And all of Pharaoh's horses and horsemen drowned in the Red Sea. Have you forgotten it? After we got on the other side, God started feeding us manna from heaven. And if you try to keep it from Tuesday to Wednesday, it's spoiled. Which meant he gave us fresh manna every day. But if we got it on a Saturday, we could keep it by Sunday and it wouldn't spoil. Anybody in the house can be grateful for what God has done for you. We're getting ready to build a church. But you can't get ready to build a church forgetting about what God has done for you. You got to always remember what God has done for you and where God has brought us. Let me tiptoe through it just a little bit. I got to get to the scripture here. So Joshua is telling Israel, you cannot forget. He said, you know, you remember in the book of Numbers when the snakes were biting us? Moses made a serpent, put it on the pole. And if anyone would look at the serpent on the pole, although they were snake bitten, they would not. They still live. Can't you remember all the good things God has done? And now we sit down like he owes something. No wonder that you didn't even have to force you to pay no tithe. You ought to run to church paying tithes because God been good. I've been saying before, it ain't your money. It's his money anyway. You ought to just run and say, let me pay it because I owe God at least this much. Really, I owe him more than this, but he understands my heart. But I'm giving my tithe now. Watch close. The 14th verse, now, therefore, he says, first of all, fear the Lord. The 14th verse says, you all must fear the Lord. Now, Rev is not up here preaching fear, although it does happen. But the word says, fear the Lord. That is a command. Now, fear. Command. Fear the Lord. Then he says, after you fear him, then serve him. Which means put away everything that comes before him. You fear him, then he says, serve him. And then the next question is, well, how do I serve him, Reverend? But the answer is in the next word. What the next word says? Scarcely? spirit, huh? It's scared. That's what they say. It's scared. What do I say?
Sincerity.
Sincerity. Serve him sincerely. Not sparingly. But serve him with sincere, with passion, with eager. In other words, when you wake up, not on your Sunday morning, when the Lord just let you wake up. Matter of fact, when you take a nap and you wake up,
right.
You ought to just tell him thank you.
Yeah.
Because even in the middle of the nap, he just could have kept you sleeping.
Yeah.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yeah.
It don't have to be in the morning, just the little nap, the little power nap that you take.
Yeah.
He could have left you asleep, but when he allowed you to wake up,
yeah.
You ought to have a sincere thank you.
Yeah.
For the Lord.
Yes.
So he says, you are to serve him in sincere and in false. In truth. What's false mean, Reverend? False mean you woke yourself up.
Yeah.
That's false. You didn't wake yourself up. No, no, no. You didn't make yourself inhale or exhale. That's false. You're not doing it. That's false. Well, I'm doing it, Reverend, because I'm doing it. It's in my body, and I'm the one doing the inhaling and well, first of all, you got to have something to inhale and to exhale.
Right, right, right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You got to have some vegetation that creates the oxygen. While you give off the carbon, you got to have something to come back and throw you back a little blessing.
Yeah.
So now the forest is throwing back, and the grass throwing back a little blessing. We got to serve him in truth. Now look what he says. And put away the God of which your father served on the other side of the place of God. Let's get this thing straight. I know what y'all used to do.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't never done like that. Well, put away that used to. We're going to do it God's way.
Amen.
He says, put away the gods of your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve ye the Lord. You tell me, Rev, we've gone from due to time. We've gone from deacon board to deacon ministry. We're going to choir ministry. We're going to usher ministry. We're going to everything now is a ministry. Watch closely. Boards governs. Ministry is served. God calls us to serve. Choirs and ministers. Through song and prayer.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next.